Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Psalm 33:22 says this, "May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you." As we read this psalm, having praised him and considered God's greatness from many different angles, it is appropriate to simply wait for the Lord, something most of us are not too good at. Waiting for his guidance, his word, his deliverance, looking to him as our hope and our shield. The psalmist also says, "For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name." Earlier, the psalmist called God's people to rejoice because of God's character and his might. Now he calls us to praise God because of our blessed experience of trusting in his holy name. Trust. This is also something we struggle with, I think, in our lives today, especially during difficult times. The truth, when life seems to be going our way, our hearts rejoice in him. Here is the fruit of our confidence. Our souls are always happy because we have taken God for our portion. The hymn concludes with a prayer, requesting that God will refresh his people with his love. I've heard it over and over many times, and many of you probably have as well. People saying, "I hope my cancer or my illness doesn't come back," knowing that it's both a wish and a prayer. But when we say, "God gives me hope for the future," that is the confident assurance in the promise of God who has never failed us. Hear us, people. Hear this now. God has never failed us. Most people hope for a long life, lasting relationships, good health, and happiness. Yet we know that in a matter of minutes, life can be turned upside down and inside out, and it can feel like all hope is dashed. For the people of God, hope is drawn from a deeper well. As the psalmist explains, we cannot rely on our own armies, horses, strengths, no matter how strong we are, or our own resources to deliver us. The beautiful image here is that of God, whose eyes are locked on us. That's right. He's watching us right now, and it is his love for us which never fails. He is our hope and our shield. God paints a positive picture of our forever future with him. When our hope and our trust are firmly connected to our unchangeable God, we know deep in our souls that God's love will sustain us through life into eternity. That means that even if our struggles return, our hope is in God and it remains. This kind of hope is contagious. Most of us know someone who needs to hear these words of hope today. The Lord sees you, loves you, and will sustain you. Once we place our trust in his hands, he is on duty and will be with us forever, no matter what may come our way. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Prayer list for today. Let's start with some praises. Dallas is job. Ruth is healing. Grace is healing. Juanita is healing. God's blessing dailies. The hope we have and all that we have to praise and honor him with. God has been blessing his children, and he has each and every one of us listening to this. Remember those who are battling cancer and illnesses, our missionaries, our nation, his church. And take time to lift up your families and our loved ones, for the Lord to lead, guide, and watch over them as they trust him each day, starting right now. God bless you. Have a few moments in prayer, then have a great day.